The Afterdubs podcast is brought to you by Repent for Men. New cologne for a new era. Abandon the oppressive patriarchal colognes of the past and embrace the enlightened future. Scent is tied tight to memory, and it's time to make new memories. Repent for Men is a revolution in sentient technology.
Respect.
Equality.
Consent.
For longer lasting results, drink Repent's Aurora Borealis, and the scent seeps through your pores to surround you with an aura of Repent. Repent. The future is now, and it smells like progress. And now, on to the podcast.
Afterdubs podcast, got a live stream going.
Chris Abbott?
A lot of it's better. All right, I got to bring that down. It was loud. Okay, I'll give you your volume back now if you choose to behave.
That's fair.
Fucking calm down, Greg.
Mew, mew, mew. I love it. So how's it going over there?
I'm trying to recruit listeners to our live stream that
we're live streaming
moderately
right now.
Working.
Currently live streaming on YouTube. So if you search YouTube for Afterdubs podcast, wait, that's not going to work.
Because they're not going to hear it until later. Well, for next time.
Well,
if we use YouTube again.
This might be archived on YouTube, actually.
Who knows?
I think they automatically do that sometimes. So
gross.
Fuck it. Hard drive space. We got all the hard drive space in the world.
Do we? There's mines, you know? We got those data centers.
I guess YouTube might. I don't know why they would save all these broadcasts so quickly. Oh, I got a little pop there. I'm green.
Fair enough.
So I got a topic. Yeah. I got so many topics.
Topic number one.
I'm back fiddling on his phone over there. Haven't read this one, so we're all going into it blind. Ready?
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, I'm totally in. Yep.
Fish sex sounds like machine guns and is so loud it deafens dolphins.
Oh, that sounds hot.
What?
Newsweek article. Yeah,
dig in.
Newsweek. Man. Oh, they're hitting on all cylinders now.
Scientists have recorded the thunderous sound of 1.5 million fish mating in Mexico.
The H is O.
One of the many loud noises produced by any... Oh, it's one of the loudest noises produced by any underwater animal. The Gulf Corvanas machine gun mating call can deafen dolphins and sea lions.
It's a fish?
Yeah, it's a mating call for some fish. It's called a Corvanas.
Corvallis?
Corvanas.
Okay.
You say potato, I say Corvinas. And
fair
it's
enough.
Machine gun flapping away. Each spring, all adults of the species migrate to one site, the Colorado River Delta, in the Gulf of California.
So there's dolphins in the Colorado River?
Are bonita fish big?
Let's see.
Like, how do they...
That was a
that's weird.
Step Brothers reference. You didn't get it.
I didn't hear it. I was talking.
I said, are bonita fish big?
I don't know. Are they?
It's from... I'm not gonna explain it. I don't know.
Killing the joke.
I don't understand the reference, and I won't respond to it.
So yeah,
the mating chorus is so loud that it raises the normal level of sound in the environment by 21 times.
Is there any way we can get it to hear it?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. I should probably look that up. Huh?
You want me to look it up?
Yeah. What's it called? The sound of this fish. It's a Corvallis. Corvinas.
Is it a Corvallis or Corvinas?
C R V I N A. Corvina.
V I N A.
Corvina.
Corvina fish, got it.
Corvina.
Corvina fish. Sound.
And I brought this up because I just want to understand what you guys' thoughts are on fish sex sounds.
Ooh, I got biologists record, so maybe there's a recording.
I'm going to just YouTube video it, and it may show up on our... Ooh. Oh, God. Are you guys ready? It's 31 seconds long.
Is it happening?
I can pull it up. I'm pulling it up. We may have an ad that I have to skip through, and it'll be a thing.
Wait, I think I know what it sounds like. I think I know what it sounds like, Ben.
Which is one?
Yeah.
Dynamite.
I wonder what makes the sound exactly. I pulled up this article, and then I turned it away, so, you know. Maybe I should look into that, huh?
All right, here we go.
Let's do it. I want to hear it. Oh, God damn it.
Oh,
that
okay,
was not
seconds.
The fish sex.
I don't know. It's a. So, what do they think it sounds like? They're
machine
just describing
gun,
it as machine gun.
Yeah, it sounds like a machine gun.
Yeah, it's like machine gun.
We're really building anticipation during this 30-second ad. Well,
oh, what's the ad for?
It's cologne.
Is it really?
Is it Repent for Men?
No, it is not. So that's why we can't play it. Our sponsor would be mad. Ready to dive. #.
sound like anything.
It does sound like machine guns, but in the distance.
Oh, there it is. I hear it. Yeah.
That's it.
How do they make it? Yeah, let's figure that out.
Hmm. It doesn't really
sound like static, but I understand what they're trying
to do.
It says
deafening lovemaking.
Mm. Yeah, I know what that's
can be
about.
Heard above water.
Ooh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
So it's like louder than a whale call, is that what they're saying, basically?
It can deafen dolphins.
Sounded louder than a whale.
I don't know.
In the water when a
I'm
whale
on a
call.
Website that I don't like.
Are you going to get some spyware or whatever?
Probably.
You're on a fish sex website?
What are we trying to, besides this topic, like on this topic? Like,
yeah. I thought it was a nice holiday topic.
Oh, so that's just all we're talking about.
And that's...
So if you hear that
Merry
coming,
Christmas, you filthy animals. Yeah.
Fish sex.
So if you hear that coming from the water, there's something coming in the water. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
How did you guys like Star Wars? Can we talk about Star Wars
No,
for
we
a second?
Cannot talk about Star Wars. I will say I liked it, but that's about all we can talk
that's
about.
That's all you're going to say?
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah, you already did, like, three times.
I totally screwed up. Oh, man, I can't.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
So what's the deal with the, were you guys just messing with me when you were talking about how like the reviews are bad, but it's hackers?
No, I've read that multiple places.
I don't know. I didn't think it was the best movie, so.
But no, they caught a bot. They caught somebody, some hacker made some bots that were spam reviewing it somewhere.
Yeah, I think
that
was
a super vague statement, but it happened.
It was definitely a legit thing.
Yeah.
All right, I was trying to dig into that, but I couldn't figure it out. So we're not talking about Star Wars. I liked it. I liked it when...
Wait, are we in topic two now?
No. Okay. We're still on fish sex.
We just transferred that.
You know, I don't talk enough about fish sex in my life, so this is good.
All right, I got topic number two, and I actually read this article.
So I should do it.
Yep.
Topic number two.
This article's from ValueWalk, which is best I can tell is just something that aggregates made-up stories to get you to something to click
on. Oh, no!
Scientists develop robotic cat to assist seniors.
Cool.
Robotic cat?
Yep. Collaboration between toy maker Hasbro.
Because what, bro?
Hasbro. And researchers at Brown University has produced a robotic cat aimed to assist seniors. Hasbro and Brown University recently received a $1 million grant from the National Science Foundation to add artificial intelligence to Hasbro's Joy for All
wrong
robotic
button.
Cat.
That was the wrong button. Buttons changed from last time. It's kind of confusing.
What's the artificial intelligence sounder?
I don't know. What do you want it to be?
You know, that's just like your opinion, man.
That'll work. So the robotic cat isn't a new creation. It's been on the market for 2 years. The robot is marketed towards seniors and is meant to act as a low-maintenance companion. It can currently purr, meow, and even roll over to ask for a belly rub.
Aren't cats already a low-maintenance companion?
Yeah.
They, like, don't do anything.
They poop in a box.
Yeah, then you just, like, throw that out.
Yeah, but, I mean,
it's easier than having to take it outside.
Yeah, but a robot doesn't need to do any of that. It doesn't poop anywhere.
Yet.
Would a robot poop?
Like, what would a poop? Electricity? Like, wasted?
I don't know.
Spent?
What would a robot
cells?
Poop, Ben?
Batteries?
Like spent batteries?
Energy?
Yeah,
it would be
straight up energy. Electrons.
Wasted energy, though, wouldn't it? It could be like they use the energy. They're robots.
What would a robot pooping sound like?
Let me see if I can find some on here.
Catch me outside. How about that?
It's not. It's the same button you've been pressing all night.
I have a different button.
It's this button right here.
You just want me to keep using the same button?
And we've transitioned into the 10 minutes of soundboard. Okay, I got to finish this. The robotic cat isn't a new creation, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so they got $1 million to a grant to add artificial intelligence to this cat.
$1 million isn't that much money.
Yeah, it currently can roll over, ask for a belly rub, and meow and purr. What they'd like it to do is be able
solve world hunger.
Be a real cat.
Fight in a war.
Knock exactly. Shit off counters.
Yes. And we'd like it to do something useful.
Exactly.
It's like helping old people. I mean, that's cool.
So, and that's exactly where I'm going on this. Is like, so they've got this cat that acts like a robotic cat and does very simple things.
No, it acts
now
like
they
a real cat. It's a robotic cat.
Inject a bunch of artificial intelligence in it so it can do find lost objects, remind seniors to take their medicine, and provide reminders to call a friend or leave a doctor's appointment.
Would it talk? Would it be like, hey, take your medicine?
Meow, meow.
So they're taking a cat, a robot that acts like a very simple cat, and making it act like a person.
Why? Yeah.
They didn't need a cat robot to do that. It could have made just a whole... Yeah, but just had Alexis do that.
Maybe like an old person is more comfortable with a cat.
Or Alexis. Right. You know, like, or just have a card. Just remind you to take your medicine.
Well, I think the idea is what you just said, Ben, which is it's a nice companion for them. But I still think it's funny that they're just going to inject $1 million into this thing, and they're going to turn it into something that does cat things, but also things that cats can't do.
This button fits this.
You know, that's just like your opinion, man.
And why not make it a dog or something? Jesus, these
old
seniors.
People love cats because they're old and they don't do much. And cats don't do much.
That's true. But, like, a robot doesn't have to do anything.
I don't... None of this makes any sense.
Also...
Someone got $1 million.
You know how they say, like, you personify somebody? Like, what do you call it when you make something just like a cat?
Anthropomorphize.
Oh, that's probably, like, the actual
term. Catamorphize.
Catamorphize. Anamorphs.
Feline.
Wasn't Animorphs like a book or a TV show?
Morphin Time is what Power Rangers did.
Animorphs. It's like a book or a TV show. Pretty sure.
Sure. I don't doubt.
YouTube that. Listeners.
Listener.
Luis. Luis Ortega. Shout out.
Luis, Luis held on for a long time.
Yeah, he did. Hola. He was asking. He was like, I want advice and stuff. I'm like, shit, man.
Advice for what?
I can't help you. I don't know. How to set up a podcast? I think. I don't know.
Oh, and that's not going to help. Yeah, we don't know what we're doing. We still don't know what we're doing.
So back to the cat thing. Oh, the other sad part about this article is not only are they making a cat do shitty human things. Okay, so taking a shitty cat toy and they're making it so that it can interact with seniors, like, because we don't want to interact with the seniors.
No, God, no.
Yeah, they're just like, play with your stupid cat and leave us
don't
alone.
Don't talk to us. You're just a burden to society.
We'll get a cat to find your keys. That's way better.
Quit calling me when you don't know how to work a computer. Just plug your cat in.
You're scaring us.
Can you call grandma and tell her she's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow?
No. The cat will do it.
Yeah, the cat will do it.
We don't have to talk to her anymore.
It's just sad.
She'll come over for holidays. Cat will remind her.
All this technology and we're just... Oh, my gosh.
We on to the next topic?
Sure.
Topic number 3.
I really got after that poke.
You're running out. You're going to run out of sounders tonight. I can tell
we
you
did
that
it
right
last
now.
Time.
We'll Dude. Be fine.
What do you guys think about the article that says Darren McFadden claims ex-financial planner mishandled $15 million?
You wanted it. Now you're getting it.
Question. Yeah. Darren McFadden.
Yes.
Has $15 million.
Well, not anymore.
I mean, he probably made that in college. That's probably why he's
nice
suing
shoe
from.
Deal. Yeah.
He's pissed because his college fund's gone.
Yeah.
The interesting angle on this one is...
doesn't it happen like all the time to athletes?
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Totally is. Darren McFadden has sued his longtime business manager, saying he misappropriated and mishandled money throughout his NFL career, including $3 million lost in a Bitcoin business venture.
Oh, baby.
Damn.
DMC is getting screwed on the Bitcoins.
Yeah, dude. It's like... isn't that some shit? Like, you have the foresight to tell your financial manager that, yeah, Bitcoin sounds like something we should get involved with. Yeah. Here's $3 million.
And then
turns out to be a huge thing so far.
And he didn't, whatever that guy
and
did.
He didn't actually do it. He probably just did nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I think the idea with this Bitcoin would be it'd be worth like $150 million or something now if McFadden would have bought it at the time that he gave his financial manager the money to buy it.
Right, yeah. I mean.
Wow.
So that's a bummer for him.
Yeah.
Let me just see if I have a podcast a button for that. I don't think when I turn to look at the computer.
Yeah,
I'm
we can't
talking.
Hear you as well.
I should fix
yeah,
that.
It's all right. You got to talk right at the I'm shit. Just...
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Totally redeemed himself.
He
may have lost around $237 million in the Bitcoin investment. So that's what it would have turned into. So he would have been very early on the deal here.
Wow. He would have turned to like Will.i.am of sports.
Yeah, he could be like producing shitty movies and stuff. Is that what Will.i.am does now? Or he just stars and shit in movies?
I don't know. I've seen him do a few things.
They're bad.
He like was a Beats investor.
Oh, that's right. He's one of those guys.
He's Beats, man.
Yep.
What's his name's back, I think, this week, right? Zeke? Ezekiel?
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, just in time for me to be out of the fantasy football playoffs.
Yeah. Book of Ezekiel.
Book of Ezekiel.
That's cool.
Is that a book in the Bible?
Cowboys are out, though, right? Like, they're not
I think
the
they
playoff
got shot.
Hunt.
No, did they win last day? I don't know.
No,
Aaron Rodgers is on IR.
Yeah, it's because he was going to get his butt kicked by the Vikings.
Butt.
Butt. Kicked. I said butt.
but
reinforcements have arrived.
He's having a lot of fun.
Do you have a
shut up
a sounder for sadness?
Yeah, it's called.
What? So I gotta sit here and eat dessert alone like I'm fucking Steven Glansberg?
That's perfect.
Are we on a new topic? Or
shout, no. This is a sidetrack. We got a sidetrack.
Segway.
Call a shout out to Brittany Murphy.
R.I.P. Motherfucker.
B. Murph
died on this day. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh no!
8 years ago.
Wow.
2009.
Can I talk get about an amen?
No, we talked about her on her birthday. And now we've talked about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, we like
day.
To talk about Brittany Murphy a lot.
All right, no, I want to bring this up because I know I've said this before.
Yeah.
I don't think she's that good in 8 Mile.
Or anything.
Disagree.
What do you think she's good
hold
at?
Hold on, I'm going to have to pull up her IMDb catalog.
No, can here. You read out that script dialogue you read out, you typed out? Because that was very erotic. Okay.
Just talking about
read it
you know,
in your sexy cologne voice.
The work the sex scene for 8 Mile.
Yeah, read it in your sexy cologne voice. The listeners
Murphy
will love it.
The sheet metal love stack.
It. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
All right. How many movies was Brittany Murphy in? Oh my gosh, what age did she die?
31.
No.
26.
32.
Oh jeez.
So. Still alive.
She is not.
Oh, all right.
So
I'm gonna say
last movie that she starred in. What year did that come out in?
2009.
So she died 8 years ago.
Yeah, 2009. Because she died in 2009.
Maybe 2008 then.
No, she was in a movie called Something Wicked that came out in 2014.
Oh, how is that possible?
Right.
Some sort of wizardry?
Yeah, it's because when you film something, it gets. Saved.
And all right. When it's bad, it takes a long time to get the screen.
She was in King of the Hill for 231 episodes.
You said movies. For 200, who was she?
She was many characters. She was Lane Platter.
Yeah, I don't know those.
Joseph.
I never really watched that.
She was in a lot of movies in 2009. The Ramen Girl is in 2008. Happy Feet.
Ooh, that's a good, kind of a good
The Dead
movie.
Girl. Love and Other
Jesus Christ.
Oh, good for you.
She's been in The Dead Girl for some time now. Yeah,
in 2006, she played Krista in The Dead Girl. Groomsman, Love and Other Disasters.
Well, I saw that movie, I think.
Oh, cool. Never Was in 2005.
That's the only one movie I've seen so far.
Sin City.
Oh, I've seen that.
Little Black Book.
I saw that too.
Good Boy.
Nope.
Uptown Girls.
Didn't see that.
Just Married.
Oh, I saw that.
8 Mile.
I saw that too.
Something in Between.
Nope.
Spun. Riding in Cars with Boys.
Isn't that a Drew Barrymore movie?
Looks like she's on the front. She plays Faye Forrester. So, anyways, and then she was in Pepper Ann.
Oh, yeah, I love
Pepper Ann. Pepper Ann. She's too cool for 7th grade.
Big Pepper
Ann. 8th grade. Nope. I don't know. She was only in 4 episodes.
What's
it wasn't
Pepper
a huge deal. But Brittany Murphy was also in Boy Meets World.
Oh, look at that.
And
so she had a lucrative career, didn't she?
She was also in Clueless. We knew that, right?
Oh, yeah. That was like one of her first big roles, right?
She was in Clueless and she was in... hold on. Pulling it up. Nope, not going to come to me.
Pepper Ann.
But anyways.
Drops out of 7th grade and goes and does drugs and then overdoses in the grave.
So, Wilkie, are you saying that she's good in 8 Mile?
No, I was just saying 8 Mile's good.
The truth shall set you free.
Good. And I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders saying that.
You don't think she was good in the movie?
I don't know if she was bad either. I just don't really remember.
Was anybody acting-wise?
I thought Eminem was good.
I mean...
I thought he was good, too.
I mean, he had to be Eminem.
He does his... The best Eminem impersonation.
Yeah, sure.
And
right.
It's good.
That's all we're
good.
Asking him
I
to do.
I didn't say I don't
That's
like the movie. I like the movie.
I thought the movie is surprisingly good.
Soundtrack is killer.
I mean,
that should be our intro.
It's not even in top 5 soundtracks, though.
Well, there's got one song that's awesome.
All right, let's go through it. What is your number one soundtrack of all time?
Oh, that's a good point.
That's so hard.
Mine's so easy.
Let's think about it.
It's like hands down. Space Jam. There's not a better soundtrack.
Space Jam. I believe. Huh.
That is number one of all time
fly
with a bullet.
Like an eagle.
Wow.
To the sea.
You know, the Guardians of the Galaxies have been pretty good. I like
sure.
the first one better.
How about this little movie called
But none of those are
Lion
original.
King? ever heard of it.
Yeah, Lion King. So you're talking like original movie. Well, original
they some of them are covers, right? Mm. Like not of them are original songs. Also, number two,
mm-hmm.
Bodyguard.
Oh, that is.
Bodyguard is number two.
What's with all these originals?
They're just so good.
There's only one original in Space
Jam. I'll do Good Will Hunting.
Space Jam. A couple.
And then like Can't Hardly Jams. Wait.
What's the...
Can't Hardly Wait.
Whoa. It's probably all like Blink and whatever in there. I don't even remember.
God
but I know
Almighty.
Good Will Hunting's good, but it's all like Elliot Smith. What's his
name? The whole thing's Elliot Smith.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I love Elliot Smith.
But Social Network's good, too.
Elliot with two T's.
Bum, bum, bum. Almost Famous.
I was talking like with words and music, because, I mean, you got Star Wars, and you got, you know, there's some good stuff.
Star Wars and the Four Jamaicans.
Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. That, but you're talking about, like, word songs.
There's, like, scores.
Like, you'd put in and listen to and sing in your car.
Yeah.
And yours is...
Mine is hands down Space Jam.
It's a great... It's a great... Probably my top five, sure.
All right,
and
well,
Bodyguard's
on
my top five.
What's your number one?
I think I said Lion King.
Lion King's number one?
I don't know. You put me on the spot here. I'm going to answer.
W-U-A-N-Y-A.
Can you feel
it's good. I agree. It's not bad.
And
it's just not as good as a good one.
Can you use Kuna Matata?
I will refuse.
The H is O.
That's fair. Did you guys hear about good God.
Did you guys hear about the secret government program?
Are we on the next deal now?
Yeah. Yes, we are on the next deal.
Topic number three.
Four. We already did that?
We're on four. We're on four now.
Oh, God.
Topic
Wilkie
number
never
four.
I never know when to go.
I'm sorry. Do you guys hear about the secret government program to investigate UFOs?
I heard about a guy that claims
it was
a secret government
Harry
program.
Reid, Ted, I think it was Ted Stevens, and whoever the Hawaiian senator or governor were. There's only like three Congress people who knew about it. They allocated like $22 million from the Pentagon to investigate UFOs.
And this was a while ago?
No,
2009.
Yeah.
Oh, not that
like
long ago.
2009 to 2012 or something. And then they said they're still wrapping up stuff now, but they don't really... They had $22 million in budget, okay? So, number one, that's some bullshit government shit, because they're just like three people know about it, and they got $22 million budget.
Yeah, how do they do that?
It's not a lot for a defense budget, so nobody would see it happen.
Yeah, $22 million in government world is like...
But that's
not even pocket change.
That's the sneaky part. That's so like nobody will notice it because it's like 0.001% of the budget, but it's still $22 million.
That's of our money.
And it's going to somebody. Somebody's doing work and collecting that money. And basically they were just out to go talk to people who had seen UFOs. And one of the people they saw is a video that just recently got released of a incident in 2004, of a pilot off the coast of San Diego seeing a tic-tac shaped object.
Yeah,
was flying around
like way
the
up
sky.
In the, it was the daytime too, right?
Yep. So like, number one, it's not aliens, but who the hell is it?
Harry Reid's from Nevada.
Yeah.
So
Harry Reid.
Right. So that's the angle on that is like, well, he's the Area 51 guy, mm-hmm. and so like, come to Nevada for tourism and look at all our cool alien stuff. And
sure.
Like,
or you know, he has an alien in his basement.
Yeah. Yep.
NASA was there too.
NASA.
And he was pretty... Harry Reid was basically in the articles I had seen.
He's a nice guy.
We're pretty outspoken saying we should be investigating these UFOs and everything.
Well, I think we should if there actually are
UFOs.
Well,
Mr. Bigelow, Robert Bigelow, who is currently working with NASA to produce expandable craft for humans to use into
space, said
that he was absolutely convinced that aliens exist and that UFOs have visited Earth.
Earth.
Oh, sure. Earth. Right? I mean, if a lot of people believe that. Proof.
So he said, aliens exist and UFOs.
So
there's different ways of looking at this. One way to look at it is, holy shit, there's a crazy object flying in the sky. What the hell is it? We don't know what it is.
Definitely, but it may be
from Earth. Or there's an alien object in the sky that we don't know what it is. Because the other angle to this is there's secret programs nobody knows about. And even people in the government don't know about them because they're super black. Like
ops.
Listed or black ops, and so they'll see shit like this go down,
like Manhattan Project, but for airplanes. Yeah.
Then, like even deeper.
Ooh, deeper.
That's crazy.
Down the rabbit hole.
I mean, the Earth is flat,
so it's easy to fly around it.
So if you have a conspiracy that big, how hard is it to make a tic-tac shaped spaceship?
It's not hard if you convince 98% of the Earth.
So, question though.
Yeah,
the program stopped in 2012 when funding dried up. Right.
It took a long, 3 years.
What the hell?
So how long they
$22 million in funding dried up in like 5 years?
That's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, like, in the government world, it takes them like $1 million to plow a street.
Yeah. Well, and the people in the, they're probably like 10 people working in that program. They each got an annual salary of like $500,000 or
something.
But yeah,
crazy. And they're using some radar array that costs $40,000 to turn a degree.
And I bet you if they get any aircraft, it costs money to fuel those guys. Yeah, they're out. Yeah.
They don't always allocate their money wisely.
So. Aquatic mammal but still, in the city limits. $22 million.
Can't we just be like, hey, how about you pay me $22 million? I'll kick you in the nuts and tell you I saw a Tic Tac on the sidewalk.
And we'll call it an alien.
Yeah,
why do the aliens have to be big? Maybe they're super tiny.
Oh yeah,
they could be.
Maybe they're, because they are. We know they're super tiny. We already went over this.
Yeah.
They had the middle mini cannonball flying on Mars.
Yes. Blueberries.
Blueberries.
No. So okay, let's say they are aliens. It's just very surprising that this is all we get from aliens. Is like every once in a while we get a little glimpse.
We got Tic Tacs.
No, that's the...
We got Tic Tacs, Ben.
And we saw Tic Tacs and blueberries. I know, and Barack Obama's head on Mars.
We got a lot from aliens.
Yeah, that's okay? A lot of evidence. I don't know what you... What do you want? Want them to come and shake your hand?
I have a feeling that I don't know if we totally understand what's gone on with this incident, if it is totally fake or if it's not fake, whatever. But even so, I wouldn't put it past the people on Earth to have crazy technologies that are hidden from other views of other governments and people or companies.
Well, they've done it before.
Because they've done it before. Time. I think that be almost more plausible than it's aliens.
The idea...
distance to where aliens would be is just crazy far. And if they were to be here, I don't think they'd just be hanging out in one little...
Well, the idea is if they're advanced enough to get here from wherever they came from, they're not just going to be flying around in a Tic Tac where they can see it.
Yeah. Right? That's true, too.
I mean...
Unless they're probing us. Like...
I wish.
But in a figurative sense.
Yeah, they're trying to see how we would react to like a social experiment on a global scale.
Yeah, we'll show them our Tic Tac for like 10 minutes, you know.
You show your Tic Tac to anyone who asks.
Yeah, you show your Tic Tac to somebody for a couple minutes. They're gonna be like, "What the hell was that? You see that over there? I've never seen anything move like that into the wind." Kidding me?
Isn't that called the not totally different subject on aliens though, like the Fermi paradox?
Yes.
Right? Either there's two questions. Either they're both equally terrifying. Either aliens are out there or they aren't. Like, so either we're alone in the universe, or the aliens are out there and they're super advanced and it's scary as hell.
I love that subject. And the way I think of it and phrase it is, I think the intent is kind of like, if this is Enrico Fermi talking to, I think he was talking to Drake, who has the Drake equation, which gets mistaken with
not
the Fermi
rapper
paradox.
Drake.
Yeah, yes. We forgot about
he Drake. He might have a Drake equation too, but it probably has nothing to do with math.
And bet she does. Started from the bottom, now we're here. That's how you solve a Drake equation.
Throw some air
start
horn
from
in
the bottom.
I'm just anticipating the Drake.
Just call that the Drake button. You know? Drake button. Does Drake even use that? Who cares?
I think the question is from Fermi is, if aliens exist, where the hell are they?
Okay, we're done.
Because... if the universe is billions and billions of years old,
consent.
At some point, some civilization, because we can foresee it right now, some civilization has the capability to build an autonomous spaceship that can travel through space, rebuilding itself off of asteroids and eventually traveling everywhere to find Aldi.
What? Are you like reciting this some inner monologue?
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
why does it have to rebuild itself from asteroids?
What I like you've already like written farther. Like an essay on this, and we're talking about something it's totally different, man.
The idea is aliens. If the universe is billions of years old, right?
Yeah, at least.
And a civilization advanced enough had come along.
Yeah,
they could build robots that are autonomous that travel in space in all directions, and as they travel in space, they find asteroids, refuel themselves, and continue traveling through space, and they duplicate themselves. I forget what the name of this.
I've read something.
Because we could conceive of doing that ourselves with not too much more technology advanced. We could probably do that ourselves.
Sure.
So, like, if that's the case and that the universe is as old as it is, where the hell are the aliens? Because they should have been here by now.
But the thing is, they could have been here, but the fact that they saw us and, like, these psychos shouldn't probably be. messed with because we like to nuke each other. So
they think that they would have. What if they found us and they're like, nah?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They looked at us and like, you know, these guys are clearly not ready for us because.
Or what if it takes like what if it took them a billion years to find us and now they're like tic tacs? They're like, we got to go back.
It's a billion years away.
Or what if we found them and we actually just made tic tacs out of them?
Oh,
they're just tic tacs now.
Tic tacs are Soylent
they're
Green.
They're aliens.
Yeah. Soylent Green is tic tacs.
Okay, so
the H is O.
How many times I use that? Too many.
You've used that one a lot. We have like a whole bar.
What do you want to hear, Shazbot?
Shazbot.
So we, okay, we. I did recite this, but here it is. So there's billions of stars, similar to our sun. Okay. There's a high probability many of them have Earth-like planets. Okay. Civilizations on those planets may develop interstellar travel.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Exactly. Even at the slow pace of currently envisioned interstellar travel, the Milky Way galaxy could be completely traversed in a few million years. According to this line of reasoning, Fermi noted, we should have been visited already, and his question was, where is everybody? There have been many attempts to explain the Fermi paradox, primarily either suggesting intelligent extraterrestrial life is extremely rare or proposing reasons that such civilizations have not contacted or visited Earth.
So his thought is, if intelligent life exists, they should have already found us.
Yep.
And if they haven't found us, then maybe it doesn't exist.
Yep. And so one of the answers to the Fermi paradox is extraterrestrial life is rare or non-existent.
So my question to him then is, why haven't we found them?
Because we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're
right.
Not
so then, what, doesn't that answer his question?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. It does.
Because there's no saying that we're the most advanced.
But the idea is we wouldn't be the most advanced. Because
we're not. If you look at the universe from the time,
that is one answer too.
But if you look at the universe from the time, we're not on the older scale of things where when the Milky Way was created. We're somewhere in the middle, I think. Right?
I have no idea.
I think we are something like that. This is all hearsay. Yeah. But I think we're somewhere in the middle.
This is all bullshit.
Completely. No.
I like what you call it first. Hearsay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I heard somebody say it. Hearsay. No, Cersei. Cersei Lannister. We're pretty sure we're not in the older. So there's what we're saying is there's a lot of galaxies on the older side of things.
Right.
And if even one of those galaxies has intelligent life, that should have been enough.
Yep.
Well, but the universe is also super gigantic.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even think about how gigantic it is because it's not a thing.
Oh, for sure. Like, I think that's one of the more reasonable explanations is that it's just so big that even with the millions and billions of years of advancement, because you would eventually.
It'd be hard to find somebody in your own galaxy, let alone multiple galaxies.
You could easily miss somebody.
Speak for yourself.
Especially when you're looking for them with certain signals. Like, right now, we're looking with radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we've only had radio waves for what? This
what
is
if
the
these
idea.
Aliens don't even have ears?
Yeah, or I mean, what if?
What are they like? They can't listen to shit.
Well, but I mean, and the idea is like, why would they even send out radio waves? Like, what if we find out in 10 years that's the stupidest thing ever?
Yeah,
they were using Wi-Fi.
We would have only had.
They're sending text.
We
messages.
Would have only had radio waves for like 100 years, and we're talking about civilizations that would be millions of years advanced over us, like. Yeah, it doesn't.
They were the FBI surveillance van Wi-Fi. Should have tried to sign it. They're
so
clever.
Where did you see that?
Everywhere.
What is that? I've seen that places too.
I think this is a joke.
People just do that?
Yeah. They just name their
I know.
Wi-Fi.
No, I know it's fun. I thought like we were I just missed it because we were somewhere together and it happened.
Oh. It just happens everywhere. I think that's like a common
that's, I thought
joke
we were talking
Wi-Fi
about
name.
Some story that I didn't remember clearly.
Yeah, no.
But now we're just completely talking about
I'll go really quick to some other explanations. So one of them is intelligent alien species lack advanced technology. Also, another one is it is in the nature of intelligent life to destroy itself. So that's scary.
Super sad.
Oh, Jesus.
It is in the nature of intelligent life to destroy others.
You know, that's just like...
you get it.
Yep. Periodic extinction by natural events. Inflation hypotenuse and the youngness argument. So I don't know what this one is. Cosmologists... proposed multiverse solution.
The multiverse.
It's not a movie with that. It's gauge probability. Young universes exceedingly outnumber old ones.
What?
Therefore, average overall universes will almost always have just one the first to develop.
I find it hard to believe that it just doesn't make sense that we're the only one. Just mathematically.
Oh, another one is intelligent civilizations are too far apart in space or time. That, I think, seems like it makes a lot of sense.
Space and time.
space-time continuum.
And if there's any others, lack of resources to spread it physically throughout the galaxy. So you just can't even get that far.
Empty space.
So when it happens.
And we haven't existed long enough. We're not listening properly.
The existing long enough thing is probably a big point. Yeah. Like, as a species, we're not that old, galactically speaking. Or universally speaking. Are you kissing the microphone?
So when we find other life, or they find us, what's the end game? What do we want to do?
I've seen a lot of video games and stuff like this, movies, and it all either ends really poorly or really great.
I think it always ends really poorly. Yeah. We never coexist with aliens, like, except for Men in Black.
Sometimes you find, like...
Peace.
No, peace. I think sometimes, like, in, like, you know, like, they're nice, and they share technology, and then we get, like, gateways, and we start exploring other places and meet other aliens.
Are you specifically talking about a movie with Jodie Foster?
No, I was talking about Mass Effect, the game.
Oh, cool.
I used to have a gateway. It was a great computer.
Yeah, but then you got the new one.
Man, that joke was stupid.
Dude, you're
going to
Dell.
No, I always thought about when aliens come. I mean, this is going to be fantastic. The day of con. It's going to be unlike everything we've ever seen. It's going to be such a big news. It's like the biggest news ever. But, like, do you go to work the next day? Especially if you're like a scientist or something. Like, what's the point?
Earth is blown out.
I guess to reverse engineer something, but, like, the presence of whatever it is in the sky is more advanced than anything you could possibly be working on, and more important than anything you could be working on.
Sure.
But do you? All right. Here's an actual question.
Legit.
Will we reach singularity before we find intelligent life elsewhere?
Singularity.
What are we talking about now?
We're talking about, like, robots taking over our world.
You're saying, like, we're all just going to the Matrix.
Kind of.
Like, we're all, like,
Yeah.
We transfer our consciousness into non-physical bodies.
Hello. We will... It won't be a consciousness transfer. It's just we won't have a need to do the things we do today in society.
Yeah. And then at that point, do we even care if we contact aliens?
I'm just saying, what's the drive for innovation?
No, that's a good point. It does seem like we're going to get there first before we run into aliens.
But who knows? Like, we could literally run into aliens tomorrow.
That's true. Or we could have done it in 2004 with that freaking tic-tac piece of shit. But they should probably come out and do... So if aliens are out there, can you please turn the knobs on the podcast to the optimal settings?
Yeah, we need
to. Because God knows we don't know how to do that.
We
shit.
Don't know. We need your advanced technology.
We are.
Oh, no.
God almighty.
I think the other idea with the singularity, Joel, you were talking about is, like, we develop a computer so intelligent that it not only matches, like, human consciousness and intelligence, but then supersedes it and then learns to become more intelligent so quickly that it just instantly becomes... It's a singularity, right? It's the development happens so fast that it's in it's straight up line, basically, of improvements.
Right.
You okay? What just happened?
I'm trying to figure out, like, my angles here.
Your angle's way off. So is it more likely? So part of it is that we're very afraid of that. Like, we don't want to have that. Those, you know.
I mean, we're running towards it, but
we're running towards it.
We can't help ourselves but run towards it. I mean, you're like the moth running towards the flame, right?
It's the new, it's the new arms race, is one article. Artificial intelligence is like the new nuclear missile race or whatever. Because if whoever gets, and that's what Putin said too. He said, whatever country masters artificial intelligence first will rule the world.
Well, duh. Yeah.
Which makes total sense. So that's why Russia and China and everybody are putting in so much money and trying to understand it and get there.
We don't have a shot.
Yeah, no, that's totally it's kind of crazy.
Some nerd in some basement somewhere.
It's us.
In, like, Brazil.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Dark Horse Brazil is going to rule the world.
Yeah. So Putin's exact quote from RT is, artificial intelligence is the future, not only for Russia, but for humankind. It comes with colossal opportunities, but also threats that are difficult to predict. Whoever becomes the leader in this sphere will become ruler of the world.
Ruler of the
world. I don't know if it's a sphere, Putin. It is a disc, I believe.
Yeah, you doof.
Fucking idiot.
God, have you ever read Flat Earth Theory?
Jesus.
Look into it sometime. Listen to a podcast.
That's not wrong.
The Amos plane.
Right? Like, yeah, I think everyone agrees with that.
Oh, right, yep.
I mean, Skynet. I saw a movie on it.
But I also think there's a lot of fear. I mean, people don't want to give up some of the, like,
we talk about self-driving cars, or we talk about these things where it's like, if everyone had a self-driving car, then it would be a way better place to drive, right? It would be way safer.
Sure, then you don't get to drive a car.
Right.
I mean, and I don't necessarily
it's going to be that way for a lot of things. And the pace of change in our society has gone way up, right? Like, we are exponentially changing so much faster, where I feel like, and I don't know if we're set up to change because we've had so much more, but like the generation below us is just going to be used to this type of change, and I think we're still adapting to it. So it'll continue to accelerate as they go forward.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
you think at some point, like, there's all these problems with nutrition. Like, nutrition is a problem. So, like, at some point, we'll just adapt. Like, we'll just come up with things like, oh, you know, it, taste isn't important, just what you eat is. So we'll just have, like, this paste that we eat every day, and it gives you all the nutrients you need, and people will just learn to love it.
I don't want that.
I don't want that. But, like, it's a totally reasonable thing.
No. I just, well, unless we can make it like Willy Wonka, where it's like never-ending God.
I mean, at some point, like, will we ever just leave our? We'll just have a couch that we live in. And you do all your work from your couch. You eat from your couch.
You can have electrolytes. It's what plants crave.
It's going to be interesting to see if that's because I get that aspect of it. It's like we're making it so efficient and so perfect. This is exactly what we need, and we'll adapt to it. But maybe deep down inside of us too, there will be some sort of instincts. Evolutionary instincts that'll keep us from that. It's like an artificial meat burger or something. Like, no matter how good they make it, it probably isn't going to taste like a real meat burger because something just you can't quite figure out, you know, is the key to it. Like, your body can tell it's not a real animal or something.
We can do it. I believe in us.
Yeah. Although we probably will be able to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. We already did.
I mean, that'll happen. I just feel like at some point, like, you know, if it comes to the point where we could literally do everything from a couch and never move and all be just gigantic blobs.
Yeah.
I think there'll still be a lot of people that be like, that's not my life.
Yep.
I don't want your life.
And yeah, we'll go. Yeah. We got to move on to our special topic of the night.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Special topic.
Topic number
one. Topic. Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, or happy whatever holiday you celebrate. Christmas is celebrated by many people right now.
Rest of us for the rest of us.
Holidays, all sorts of holidays. So, me and Ben made gingerbread. Me and Ben made gingerbread cookies.
So did
Dom. And I'm excited to eat one of yours because it's got frosting on it. Mine just has melted chocolate.
Well, I'll do one without frosting first.
For those tuning in the live stream, we'll be holding them up because one looks like
I'll
a Chewbacca.
Grab mine right now. Yeah, this is sans frosting with ingredients. There's a little bit of frosting.
Wait, what do you mean with ingredients?
Well, it's like some hot things on there.
Oh, like it doesn't have frosting.
Look, this one's a dog turd.
That's funny. Are you saying? Are you holding off for frosting for a little bit?
I can hand out frosting. I got a whole thing of cookies.
I want frosted ones.
Show them the dog turd one and the other one. Oh,
yeah. And so Ben's holding it up to the live stream because we haven't really figured this out. We may have to upgrade our live stream capabilities. Ben, how many viewers do we have right now?
Zero.
I think we're at zero. But we have room to grow. Hey,
this is week one. He says we're at zero, but we have room to grow.
We're technically at one.
We're technically at one, but it's Ben.
Christmas bat.
What is that?
I'll pick the bat.
Christmas bat. No, that's you gotta eat that one because it's no frosting.
Oh, man, this smells good. Oh,
here.
Okay. Yeah.
Are we splitting this one?
Yeah, split that one.
All right, we're gonna
split
this one.
I don't know if I have one that's left.
Oh,
this
one.
This has less frosting, too. So we can both eat these.
I can tell you right now, yours is going to taste better.
I'm going to try it.
You don't know that.
Should I try yours first then?
Oh, yeah. You made yours nice and... Yeah. I couldn't figure it out. This is the first time I've ever done it.
It's good.
And mine was more about just showing off that it kind of looks like Chewbacca, but
it's moist. It has a good mouth feel.
Yeah, I like yours.
Yours has good ginger, though.
Yeah, I love that shit.
I don't think your dough is the problem.
Must have too much molasses or something.
No.
What are the buttons made out of?
The cooking time?
Red
hot? Yeah, cooking time.
I pulled these ones out earlier than my first batch, and they still came.
Yeah, I still think it's like a... Because I following my instructions, first batch was... What do you want me to do?
Chewbacca, please. Can I get Chewbacca?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I should have got a Chewbacca.
This is great.
This
is like the firmness I wanted to get to, but I couldn't... I pulled it out.
So I said like 12 minutes from mine, and I started at 12, went to 11, came to 10. These are 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do to... Did you poke a hole in them?
I should have done... I should have pulled them out sooner. I should have pulled out sooner.
A lot of guys.
A lot of guys say that when they're making gingerbread cookies. Little people. What's up?
The crunch you hear is Ben's cookie.
I want to give a shout out to the recipe I followed. Because I never make cookies.
Yeah, where'd you follow it from?
I followed Rosanna Pansino's. Chewbacca.
Rosanna.
Rosanna.
Who made your cookies?
Rosanna Pansino runs the...
I
don't know if it's a YouTube channel or it's just a website. She runs a... She has a cookbook that's called Nerdy Nummies.
Ooh,
and so she
good.
Makes all sorts of fun, nerdy things like Chewbacca gingerbread cookies.
That's awesome.
Or she makes like Pokemon things.
Does she make Christmas bats?
All sorts of themes of different things. What?
She doesn't make Christmas bats.
What's Christmas what?
Bat. A bat.
Oh, no, Christmas, Christmas bat. She probably did make some sort of Batman-related thing, though, at one point.
Christmas cook pumpkin? I got a Christmas pumpkin. Or Christmas turkey. But yeah.
Shout out to her, because I still enjoy the cookies, even though my execution was poor. And
The cookies, the dough's good.
Yeah, they're good.
They're just like a minute. Ideas. It's a minute too much.
I think next week we should have part of our special. I know you're out of town, because you're going to Hawaii.
Yep.
Melikalimiki
Maka. Aloha. Arrivederci.
Oh, I'm going to have the Christmas poop.
Mahalo.
What is this?
Assalamualaikum.
Oh, Christmas bat.
Here's a star.
Here.
Oh, yeah. I want one of those.
So I think next week, Ben Sieber and I should get together and we should do our steak cook-off at the same time.
Oh, yeah, do it.
And we'll work more on this bologna. Mm. Oh. Live stream bologna.
Frosted gingers are so freaking good.
The frosting is really good. It's got that Mexican vanilla.
You can tell.
Mm-hmm. Strong vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just want to lick the frosting.
I got a big vat of it at home still if you want it. It's probably not
I kind of do.
Man, these are great.
Can we put it on our steak next
Frosting's
week?
Real easy. You want the recipe?
Yeah.
I want a recipe for all this.
Okay, I can give it to you.
It's actually put it up on the website.
Betty Crocker's recipe from, like, 1952.
Did you just buy Betty Crocker's frosting?
No. This is the recipe my mom makes. Shout out to Marty Siever in the house.
Does Betty Crocker have a YouTube channel?
Maybe.
BettyCrocker.com.
I like that your frosting's chocolate, though.
Yeah.
I like different flavored frostings. That's a unique touch.
I like vanilla. I'm a vanilla guy.
I was going to put more white on there because the white tastes better, but...
Oh, is it vanilla or just normal? The frosting
white
is
chocolate.
Egg whites, powdered sugar.
There's egg in here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pasteurized egg whites.
Rocky, man.
And powdered sugar and...
what'd you say? Rocky?
Water.
Yeah. Doesn't he just drink eggs?
Yeah, he drinks eggs.
Oh, I got you.
Yep.
I thought it was a dynamite reference.
My recipe is like 1,000 years old. Not 1,000, but it's from my mom's cookie, my grandma's cookie book.
It's good, man.
What are you doing?
Okay.
All hands on deck.
We're going to retire that sound.
Why?
No, we
made it 1 week.
Is there a way to make that sound the title of this episode?
I bet you I can just have it be repeat the whole time. On that.
Yeah. That's about as funny as a screen door on a battleship.
Is it, I bet you the chewing's super obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, just know that...
That's your fault for
the
listening.
The sounds that you hear are deliciousness.
Shouldn't have listened if you don't like it.
What do you guys think about Chipotle?
I'm a fan.
I love Chipotle. Big fan. All the time.
According to John Dick...
I love me some Johnny Dick.
Chipotle can definitely win back millennials.
They lost
by serving McDonald's.
How'd they lose millennials?
I didn't know that they did.
Probably with all the the food poisoning and whatnot.
Mm. It just says millennials are an economic force, not just in their size as a cohort, but their ability to jolt consumer markets. They're very opinionated about brands, but also very fickle. They're much less loyal on average than Xers or Boomers. Millennials love one brand 1 minute and turn on it the next.
Hold on a second.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Hold on a second.
Topic number 4.
5 or 6.
All right. You keep reading because it sounds like you're scrolling. I have a bone to pick with the millennial term. That's because I think it's overused.
I love it.
But just because
bones.
It's such a wide group of people that they're like, well, yeah, they can turn on a thing and make it all different. It's like a 20-year age gap. So, yeah, that's a huge percentage
people,
of our population.
They talk about the generational thing. The generational thing, they're like, well, your generation, this. And then it's like millennials are this, like, conglomeration of three generations. And it's like, well, that's not really, you're clobbing us all together.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, we're now the old millennials. I would think that we are very different than people who are 16 years younger than us.
I couldn't even, we are so different.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's like,
My niece is 15, and, like, her world is significantly different than the world I was when I was 16.
And she's your brother's kid. So it's like, yeah, that's a different
generation.
Yeah,
completely. Literally different. a different generation.
Yeah, absolutely. So we cannot. We're not millennials, and if we're millennials, then they aren't.
Right.
I guess is what the idea is.
At least that's my bone to pick with it. It's like we're not. You're not going to target us the same way. Like I can remember when I didn't have a computer didn't have a phone, or you know, now people are getting phones, and I know this is like a tired conversation, but it's one of those things where it's just like, all right, we're saying they move markets and they increase or decrease buying of certain markets like Chipotle, but it literally is like half of the buying population. That's a huge gap.
Well, yeah, and if you say like a millennial, like a 16-year-old is a millennial, well, their buying power is not very high.
Right. I mean, it's like the early buying power, 18 to 34.
Yeah.
Like 18 is essentially when you get your first job.
When I was 18, my buying power was whatever beer I could afford on the weekends.
Yeah. And mine was like popcorn at movie theaters because, you know, I still worked at a movie theater, which, by the way, was pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't agree.
Because you got fired.
I hated that place.
What'd you get fired for?
I quit.
He just stopped showing up.
Okay.
He's like, I don't want to work here anymore.
I got a different job, so I called in and said, I'm not showing up anymore. And the boss said, if you show up, we're going to fire you. I said, okay. So I didn't show up.
Yeah.
Next time my shifts come around, I get a call. Boss is like, you're supposed to be at your shift. I'm like, I quit. They're like, if you don't show up, we're going to fire you. I'm like, yeah, okay.
It was good.
Third time happened. They go, it's the third time not showing up. We're firing you. And I said, oh, no, don't. And then I went to my job that I already
had. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was a good place.
Name was Nicole. Shout out.
I remember who she was.
Yeah, you do.
So right. Anyway, this article
more
just,
about your Chipotle?
It just generally looks at trend lines with millennials and saying that, I don't know, they can be won over by Chipotle again, but...
They didn't lose me. I love Chipotle. What's a little food poisoning between some friends, you know? Or customers and consumers.
I don't know. Well, I think they messed with the queso was a big deal.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever.
Missed that.
Don't get the queso. Still the same Chipotle.
Granted, this article was written by a person and have problems. But they wrote, while it may have become somewhat less cool to eat at Chipotle.
Can we rehash that? Yeah. This is written by a person and people have problems.
Well, I just mean like...
It's Mr. Cynical over there.
You can't read anything anymore. It's all bullshit. Like,
What's the point of life?
Grandpa Loki's on his soapbox.
Well, I got a good article coming up right after this one that expresses this too, that I could have written. But anyway, this guy writes... While it may have become somewhat less cool to eat at Chipotle these last several quarters, it hasn't become decidedly uncool. Millennials haven't turned on the brand. They can be won back. So we haven't decided it's uncool.
So what do we decide? Like, what
does that mean?
What are cool millennial restaurants now, or fast food restaurants? What's like the cool one?
Okay. So the millennial thing is just... Okay. Business Insider says Jack in the Box just sold its Mexican chain with a cult following for $305 million, and Chipotle should be terrified. What do you think the Jack in the Box chain that they sold for $305 million is?
Del Taco.
Taco Bell. No, Taco John's.
And this is supposed to rival Chipotle and make them terrified.
Not Qdoba. Is it Qdoba?
Qdoba.
Qdoba's, I mean, I love Qdoba. Don't get me wrong. I'm not terrified of Qdoba.
No shit.
I'm from Chipotle. I'm terrified of Qdoba. Yeah.
I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This who the fuck's
writing
this shit?
When I was in,
excuse me.
Where was I? In St. Cloud.
Yeah.
When I was in St. Cloud, when I was going to school there, there was a Qdoba and a Chipotle that were real close to each other. I went to Chipotle 80% more than I went to Qdoba. I still went to Qdoba.
To be fair, they should really be worried about Pancheros.
Oh yeah,
that's good.
You gotta watch out for Pancheros.
Pancheros, they have the meats.
I just went to Arby's today.
And?
They didn't have buffalo wings there.
We had Buffalo Wild Wings, so we also went to Arby's.
We all went to Arby's today.
Okay. I apologize. I'm going to have to read a few sentences out of this article because it's getting my points across.
Still alive.
Despite its recent...
Topic number four.
I keep hitting the wrong button.
I was just going to let it fly by.
We were asking the audience, are you still alive?
Yeah, because no one's listening or watching.
Despite its recent struggles, Qdoba has some strong attributes, especially in comparison to Chipotle.
You got the queso.
Qdoba and Chipotle were both founded in Denver in the early 1990s. They both have similar menus. No shit. However, Qdoba has a leg up on Chipotle when it comes to how customers perceive the chains.
What?
Qdoba has already managed to pull off a move that Chipotle fungal this year, adding queso to the menu. Both guacamole and queso are free at Qdoba, whereas Chipotle charges for each.
That's true.
There's one pro for Qdoba right there, apparently, according to a business.
Sure. I would definitely say going to Qdoba, the quality of what you get there is not as good as the quality of Chipotle.
I'm talking. These are pros and cons, right? And the pro that Business Insider just said was that Qdoba doesn't charge for certain items on their menu.
Yeah.
Like, what business?
I can slap a guarantee on a box.
Yeah. we're talking about the Better Business right now, and they're saying the Better Business is the one that's not charging for their product.
Sure.
Well, they're saying it gives you a value as a customer. And that's why, as a customer, you would choose to go there.
Pretty sure.
I mean, that's what they're saying.
I've already made up my mind.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to listen to your dumb logic.
I agree that Chipotle is better. I just am explaining their point.
Chipotle's strange and grainy guacamole wannabe that's passed off as queso cannot hold a candle to Qdoba's.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone was okay with Chipotle without having queso. Just don't get the queso, right?
I mean,
I'm disappointed. Fix the queso. I'm disappointed that they didn't do a good job with it, but still going to go to Chipotle. Yep.
So, I still had the queso on my last Chipotle, so get after it.
Why?
I like it.
Who hurt you?
I don't not like it.
Who hurt you?
It tastes like queso.
I got Chipotle. I got queso 2 nights ago, and I got Chipotle, too.
Yeah. It's not like the worst thing.
It wasn't good, though.
No. It's never good.
It has no flavor.
Oh, really? I guess maybe you're right.
It's like, I mean, just pay me $1.75, and I'll just hawk something up and put it.
Well, I don't think it's that.
I'm not going to pay you $1.75.
So anyway, the next paragraph of this article is about queso again. Here's another plus. Qdoba has more extensive menu. They got quesadillas, nachos, soups, and taco salad.
You get quesadillas at Chipotle.
And this helps avoid what analysts describe as menu fatigue at Chipotle.
But isn't that what makes them good? Like, don't they say that there's a choice, the paradox of choice?
Well, some analysts believe that Chipotle's simplistic menu could be a bigger issue in the long run than its E. coli outbreak.
Well, that analyst sounds like an asshole.
It doesn't cite anything. It just says some analysts. Some analysts argue Chipotle's oversimplistic menu could be a bigger issue.
Who wrote this?
That's it.
Who is this? Who's writing this?
Exactly.
You're so angry.
It's on the website Business Insider.
It's so...
I just think, like, the more articles you read from bullshit sources, but they're still out there on the internet, and it's just like, people just type whatever they want, and they just say, oh, analysts say, or a Twitter user says.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman.
Anyway, that's about the end of that article. My point is, there's no way Chipotle should be scared of Qdoba. Qdoba's going to fold just like, what is that other place? Del Sol? Baja Sol?
Baja Sol.
Yeah.
I like Baja Sol. They had a free chips and salsa bar.
The grammar police should be all over Qdoba because that's not a word.
What is it?
You can't put Q and D together.
I can.
That's not a word.
Doesn't need to be.
It needs to be a hyphen in there. Qdoba.
It's Qdoba.
It's not a word. Can't spell Qdoba.
Bend over.
Bend over and I'll show you some queso.
Are you ready?
Yep.
For what?
Topic number 4.
Not that? No. What? Oh, this one.
These are the listener questions, where we answer questions from our listeners.
I think we're going to need to correct that because we don't actually answer questions from our listeners.
Well, sometimes we do. We did once.
Sure. We did one time.
Well, technically twice because Lucas was an asshole that one time he came in. Didn't follow instructions.
We have a listener question from I Want You to Watch.
Listener questions.
And it was submitted to Movie Date Night. The Movie Date Night podcast is a podcast about introducing your significant other to the movies you love. Dating host Greg and Lauren.
Every time I try that, it fails.
Dating host Greg and Lauren see if their partner likes a movie as much as they do. Tell you right now, that shit don't work.
Never. Ever, ever.
Yeah, just fall asleep. It's not like you could force somebody to watch a movie.
I just get a, nobody likes this shit, and then Lisa goes to bed.
That sounds about right.
Pew, 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 pew.
Deal just falls asleep, but that's about it. Even in a movie she wants to watch, she just falls asleep.
I mean, that's true. That happens.
It's just every movie.
Yeah.
Their question that they've submitted is, what movie would you love to be given the land world experience? i.e. Disneyland, HP Land, etc. So we had a similar listener question submitted in the past that was like, what universe would you want to explore more?
Yeah.
But this would be more like, what would you like turned into a theme park?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So like Star Wars Land.
Which is a thing. It's happening.
Yeah.
Yep.
June 2018 in Florida.
It's going to be hot as balls there in June.
Yep. Is that when Star Wars Land opens up? Or
yeah.
What?
Oh, cool.
I thought it smelled bad.
Brought to you by Disney.
On the outside.
That's a good one. It smelled bad.
All right. I don't know.
Big Lebowski world.
It's just in a bowling alley.
Full of whiskey and weed.
Just a bowling alley.
Just a bowling alley and a rug.
And hey, some man, milk. There's a beverage here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what would be, like, if you think of, like, a,
it's gotta
like
be a
Honey,
movie.
I Shrunk the Kids, like, that'd be a fun adventure.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is at Epcot.
I don't think it is anymore.
Probably not. It was, like,
I think it probably was. But something like that where the whole world would
so
be.
So, like, Lord of the Rings would be a big one.
Middle Earth.
That'd be a good
crush
one.
For the nerds.
Nerds. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones would crush.
That
would be
crush.
Fun.
Rush.
These are all kind of scary, though. Like,
Harry
not that much
Potter
fun stuff.
Kind of exists.
Westworld. Harry Potter does exist. Universal Studios. Westworld would be a blast if it was
real.
Yeah,
if it was real.
Oh, Westworld would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there someday. I just don't. The thing about Westworld is crazy is, like, you. I'm talking about the series, of course, not the old one,
spoiler
but the new
alert.
HBO one. And it's just like, I get the sense that underneath it, like, what does the world outside of Westworld look like?
That's weird, yeah.
Because, like, the underbelly of Westworld just seems like a not well-maintained, like, back alleyways and stuff. Like, not
right.
back alleyways, but, like, maintenance corridors and stuff. And it
right.
just seems like something's not quite right. Like,
well, clearly. People are paying a lot of money to go to this weird little place. And
yep. Yeah, they don't, like, it's not, like, maintained perfectly.
Would you guys go to Jurassic Park? If it existed,
right.
and let's say it costs, $1,000.
Without a doubt, I would go.
Would
to
you
Jurassic
pay $1,000 yeah. to go to Jurassic Park?
And then I would hope the dinosaurs escape, because God, that would be awesome.
You're running from the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Would you go to Jurassic Park?
I mean, I think the price point is a good question, because I would definitely go, but $1,000
is
point, like
that would be. Well, how, what's $1,000 get you, like a week?
No, I'm just saying, like,
oh, yeah, one,
I mean,
one
it gets
day?
You there and. I don't know how long in the movie where they
it's like
didn't look like they had hotels.
At the next one, it's like at the Jurassic World.
I haven't seen it.
I think it's like an all-inclusive resort.
Okay.
They do have hotels. Jurassic
there,
Park, I don't know how that
is
works.
Is there anything worth looking at for $1,000? But I guess Disney's pretty expensive now, isn't it? It's like hundreds of dollars a day.
Yeah. yeah. And you got the fast passes. I mean, it's an experience, right? I think to your point, like,
if you
you're
could
still
explore,
just looking.
Like
you're
a not... world of dinosaurs, and then like there's also like rides. And like a beach and stuff for and it's all inclusive for $1,000. That's a no brainer.
I guess part of it is the exclusivity because it's an island that can only fit so many people at a time.
Sure.
And so that's why it's gonna cost $1,000. Because they only have one island, they can only bring on 200 people per weekend, and everybody in the world wants to go there. And so that's why I guess
so
you can get there with
more
the
than
$1,000
is what you're saying.
Yeah. Otherwise I just have it's weird just thinking about like, yeah, it'd be amazing to see dinosaurs, but it's like $1,000 just to look at them. It's like I can see a picture of them.
Well, you get to pet some of them and ride some of them.
So, yeah, that'd be cool. Petting, yeah, a little petting.
You're kind of saying two things, and I think you're both right. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I would pay $1,000 to see it, but also I know there'd be people that pay way more than that to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like the price point would be way higher than $1,000 to visit.
Yeah. That's
what
you said.
Like,
would if there's only 200 people on the island at a time, well, then yeah, it's like
it'd be way higher.
$1 million.
Well, I mean, at a time, but it's not like they're going to spend all their time there.
Yeah.
So it's like as a tourist attraction, is it like? Kind of like the equivalent of going into space. Like they'll get you there and they'll walk you through it, but it's going to be exclusive.
If,
for
if
the
you
first
sold
time.
It like an all-inclusive resort
like
in Mexico that costs $2,000 for 4 or 5 days, then it's a thing.
I'll pay $1,000 if I can peel that little piece of shell off the little raptor's head. Like,
spoiler alert.
Yeah,
I'd pay like $20 just to watch their Dino DNA movie.
Oh hell yeah!
And how they make the dinosaurs.
I'd pay a bunch of money to ride those gyro balls. That are in the new one.
Life finds a way. I haven't seen the new
one. I
don't
care.
So should I see the new one? I've heard
it
wasn't
terrible.
Good.
We should see it.
No.
Yeah, see it.
All right, I'm going to see it.
It's a terrible movie. It's got dinosaurs in it.
Also, so I don't know if mine was Jurassic Park. I just thought it would be
it's a really good
question.
Idea.
I don't know.
I've got another question here.
Okay.
Listener question.
This one was submitted by Andrew Huckstep to James Buckley. James Buckley is... Oh, did we already talk about this one last time?
Who's James
Buckley? Is there any game that's made you so angry you can't go back to?
No, we never played that game. That okay. question.
Like have you ever played a video like game? Like Risk Legacy when somebody double crosses you?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that works. Secret hey, man.
Wait, game?
It was a
board game,
alliance.
Video game, no
I think
rules?
any game, board game, video game, anything.
I'm sure you're...
And on the flip side of that, so one game that would make you so frustrated you won't go back to it. And on the flip side, there's another question submitted by Mike Taco Pizza Beer. And he was
that a podcast or a person?
He submitted
the
question to One More Game Podcast. One More Gaming Podcast is a gaming podcast, dads who play games and talk about them. And his question was, what she plays to relax. But I think I spin that and say, what do you play to relax? So give me a game that you play if you just want to chill out and relax, and you're just whatever, hanging out.
Like a mindless game.
Yeah. And then one that you're so frustrating you'll not go back to it.
Zelda, The Breath of the Wild.
Just chill?
Love it.
I think when I'm playing for mindless games, I'm looking at I'm playing a sports game.
Oh, yeah. Madden. I always
Madden,
play Madden.
FIFA. I'm just zoning out.
But I actually get really frustrated at that game, too. Like,
that's
I can get
true,
frustrated.
But
if
I'm
I,
not, like...
I'll play online. And
I don't play online
quit.
Ever, no. Because there's too many people that are way better at Madden than I am.
Oh, there's so much
like
better.
Every person that plays
there's
the
so,
game.
I mean, it's just because you're really bad at it.
Yeah, I'm terrible, yeah. man. Yep. but games that made me mad... I'm sure when I was younger...
Oh, yeah.
Like Super Nintendo games, some of the Super Nintendo games were so stupid hard, and I was like 9.
Earthworm Jim's really hard.
It is
hard. I have that on Xbox now. And it's not that I won't go back to it, but I get to a point where it's just like I can't get farther than
because they used to do in the games back then, and they maybe still do it now, but they used to do the, like I think it was one of the, some race, the motor, what was that motorcycle racing game? Like Road Rash or something like that?
Oh, yeah. That's one of them.
And it was like, no matter what happened, every single time, like right at the end of the race, somebody would catch up to you. Because like, the computer, it was just probably written into the code.
Right. Yep.
That, like, this guy's going to catch you at this point. You have to beat him off. And like,
sure.
That reminded me of GT. Oh,
of what?
Of GT3 on PlayStation. Gran Turismo 3.
Yeah, great game.
Where like you have to earn licenses to play at the highest levels whatever. And what
the
was frustrating to me is like you
games.
Have to earn the license.
Yeah.
Like there was like no way around it, and it's fucking hard. Like to get your S license is like insanely hard to get, and so I never got past that. I'd go back to it and play it, but like when I realized that I can't get over that hump, I'm just like,
and those games
this.
Got even more complicated. Because like the last one of them came with my Xbox when I got it, Xbox One, and I was like, oh, I love Gran Turismo back in the day, so I started playing it, and I was like, oh, this is fun. Got like the tutorials,
looks
like,
nice, yeah,
and it looks awesome. I was like, this is awesome. And then like I started getting after it, and then like all this stuff, like adjusting like the your gear ratio like perfectly and like your like suspension on the each tire and like I was like I'm not a car technician. Like I just want to play a racing game.
Right.
So that game has not been in my Xbox since I got after that point.
What's
so,
your favorite arcade game that you would play?
I used to love is when Contra was an arcade game and also turned into a Super Nintendo game. Contra was I like the side scrolling shooting games.
Yeah.
I like that little truck game, buggies or whatever with the wheels. You guys had it at the movie theater.
The demolition one or
super
the racing one?
Off-road.
It was the racing one. Off-road.
The demolition one was fun,
too. Off-road. I used to have that for Nintendo. I love that game. That
another one that I liked for a long... I think some restaurant my parents always used to take us to when we were younger had it. The Lethal Enforcers.
Never.
You were like a cop, and it was like a shooting game. It had like a physical plastic gun.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. It's like one of those plastic like the shooting
games. I know.
And
the Lethal Enforcers.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it's called Lethal Enforcers.
Not Lethal Enforcers.
And there's like a red and a blue gun, and it was just like all those other.
Yeah.
And I loved that game.
Mine is definitely, it's either two, and they're kind of the same game, but Crazy Taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Loved. I played so much Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
Offspring was always good. Or Jambu Safari, where you had to catch the animals.
Didn't you, like, take pictures of them or something in that one?
You're just supposed to capture them.
Oh, like a net?
I think they, you're supposed to follow them around in a car. It was a pretty similar premise to Crazy Taxi, except that you captured animals.
Hydro Thunder was a good racing game.
Always. It still is.
It still is.
Cruising
USA. Cruising USA is always a blast.
Yep. I like Golden Tee, too. But that doesn't really
racing games are hard though. You almost never can actually be good at it until you spend a ton of money on it.
Yeah. And I really do. So I really like the game Killer Queen. Have you guys played that game? It's at Up Down right now. It's a new game, and it's a 5-on-5 like battle. So they have five people on one side, five people on the other side, and there's three objectives to the game. You have to ride the snail to victory. You have to kill their queen three times, or you have to collect all of the berries. And so there are people that have different roles. Somebody can just go right, try to hop on the snail and just start riding it.
It sounds fun.
But the, oh, it's super
I'm hopping
fun
on the snail.
Well, you have to take a look. It's called Killer Queen. They only have so many of them. I was going to try to see if we could make one because it sounds awesome. But they want you to license the game because
Crap.
I think it started out as a yard game. And now it's a video game.
Yard game? Yard game. Yard game. Let's do that.
They called it a field game.
We could totally do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the snail would be.
Anthony?
Yeah. He would just quit. He jumped on his back, he'd fall over and just die.
I kid.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's all I got for listener questions this week.
What do you want to hit now?
The blue button.
No. No. He's going to hit. He's going to hit.
That one?
Oh, yeah, we're nailed.
Catch me outside.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Alright. What's up next, everyone?
We're off next week.
Nobody in...
It's so loud.
We'll be back later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nobody listens.